Born again at 2nd, Slavia, succeeded in the time that is my secret.
Dear Sri Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisance and all glories to your divine grace. You once mentioned to Bhavananda Prabhu that while you were a resident of the spiritual sky, Krishna approached you and said, I want you to go to the material world to deliver the conditioned souls. You replied that you didn't really want to go because you didn't like austerity. Krishna then said, don't worry. All you have to do is write books. I will do the rest. So you descended into the material realm. You wrote books indeed, books that are pure and spotless, such as translations of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam with perfect commentaries. However, your service didn't end there. Rather, you left no stone unturned. You took endless austerities to preach. In 1944, in the middle of war, there was no paper available in Calcutta market, so you could not publish your Back to Godhead magazine. All paper was reserved for the use of the army. You did not give up. You met a big officer who said, Swamiji, all the paper has to be reserved for the war. And you replied, exactly. My paper is directly in the interest of the war because my paper will bring peace. And you got the paper and published Back to Godhead. You stood up against the odds, against opposition all along in so many situations, and Krishna made you successful and miracles happened. Surely, Krishna's help was there with you when you embarked on your mission to preach in the West and boarded the Jaladuta to cross the Atlantic Ocean. However, first, you went through heart attacks on the rough sea and you were close to death when Krishna appeared in your dream, rowing a boat and telling you not to worry. Then the surface of the Atlantic became unusually calm and smooth and you made it to America. Among many qualities as a preacher, one stands out. No matter how great the obstacles were, you never gave up. No matter how much effort was needed, you rose to every occasion. Alone, to a far foreign land in old age, without money or support, you never gave up. You never gave up when you were alone on the Lower East Side, living on a loft with a drugged-out crazy boy. You never gave up, not in Bombay in the fight with Mr. Nair over the jewel land. When all your leaders threw in the towel and cancelled the sales agreement, then you did the impossible and somehow or other got Nair to sign a new one. You never gave up on anyone. When one of your leading disciples in Calcutta was having difficulties and fell back into smoking undesirable substances, you told your secretary, Tamal Krishna Goswami, to get him on the phone with the devotee of Calcutta on one end of the line and you in your room on the other side of the world while Tamal Krishna Maharaj was holding the phone. Tell him that if he doesn't give up this nonsense, that I will reject him, you said. Tamal Krishna Maharaj passed on the message and put down the phone. Then in a state of shock about what had just transpired, Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, Prabhupada, would you really reject him? Of course not, you replied. I'm just trying to scare him. No one can say now that it is so difficult to preach Krishna consciousness when you've made it easy for us. You gave us books, temples, and an institution with a respectable name, assets and money in the bank. You gave us all facility, while personally you had to struggle single-handed. One old man, alone in the sinful Western world, to tell people what they did not want to hear, what they did not want to. It did not want to follow the four regulative principles or chant the holy name. You searched with determination and intelligence and found people who were ready to listen. You tolerated confusion and degradation and pushed this movement forward. Prahlad Maharaj said, Prayena deva muniya suhi mukti kama munam charanti vijanena paratinsa naitan vihaya kripanam vimamuksa eke nanyan pradasya saranam brahmato nupasya. My dear Lord Nrsingadev, I see there are many saintly persons indeed, but they're interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or to the forest to meditate with vows of silence, monotheism. They're not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, no one can be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.44. My dear Srila Prabhupada, you perform the true austerity connected to compassion. Just like Vasudev Datta, you were ready to deliver the entire universe at any cost. You were ready to offer anyone, no matter how fallen his background, a chance, and were prepared to take their sinful reactions. You said you gave initiation liberally, and that you were prepared to go to hell. Many of us have a feeling that you didn't leave it at this one universe, but that now you're still preaching somewhere else. Little by little, you chisel at the stone-like hearts of the residents of this age of Kali. You're prepared to, one by one, conquer the heart of everyone you meet. I, a little dwarf in the preaching field, stand in amazement at the giant steps you take to deliver all. I can only imagine how deep is your love for Krishna. I can only imagine how much you're willing to fulfill his desire to bring back all the fallen souls to the spiritual world. I cannot understand your greatness. So, finally, I can only pray to you. You never gave up. Kindly, also never give up on me, the servant of your servant, Kadambikananda Swami.